By now, you're probably used to the onslaught of TV campaign ads. Across the river in Illinois, that includes election ads for judges.
Mary Jane Tice, the Democrat for Supreme Court.
But you won't find that in Missouri, at least not for the state's Supreme Court, appellate courts, and in urban counties, including St. Louis and Kansas City. That's because the Show Me State came up with a unique way of picking judges back in 1940, called the Missouri Nonpartisan Court Plan. It works like this. A commission made up of three citizens appointed by the governor and three lawyers elected by Missouri bar members, plus the chief justice, pick three judicial nominees, then send them to the governor. The governor picks one of the three. But there's been an ongoing effort to change that system.
This is an issue that I have been pursuing for the last 7 years.
Senator Jim Lemke, a Republican from Limay, finally got legislation passed this year to put the measure on November's ballot.
I believe that the current plan doesn't have the proper checks between the branches, and the changes, although modest, would allow the people to hold someone responsible, and that someone in these changes would be the governor.
Currently, Missourians can vote out a judge 1 year after they're appointed, but Lemke says retention elections are not effective. Instead, Amendment 3 would allow the governor to appoint four of the members of the commission, a majority. Lemke says it's an effort to break what he calls the Missouri bar's influence. But former Missouri Supreme Court Judge William Ray Price Jr. says the real influence in the proposed plan would be money.
I think it injects money directly. I think that's the purpose of it.
Price says right now, power is distributed through several groups, not one person.
If you put all the power in the governor, it's one-stop shopping. Give the governor a lot of money, then attempt to influence the governor as to who's nominated and appointed.
The ballot measure is important, not just in Missouri, but also in 23 other states that adopted the system and dubbed it the Missouri Plan. Charlie Hall, with the National Group Justice at Stake, says efforts to change merit selection systems began about 5 years ago. This year, there are also ballot measures in Arizona and Florida, but Hall says changes in Missouri would have the biggest impact.
The bottom line is, if any change is registered in Missouri's system, this will no longer just be a statewide issue. It will be trumpeted by national groups that dislike the Missouri plan and use it as a way to repudiate it in states across the country.
In Missouri, the campaign has been fairly quiet, at least so far. Judge Price is one of several former Supreme Court judges that are taking part in an opposition group, Missourians for Fair and Impartial Courts. They're expected to begin rolling out ads in coming weeks. St. Louis Public Radio made several attempts to reach the group that supports the ballot, but never received an answer. That group, Better Courts for Missouri, announced last month it would skip campaigning for Amendment 3 after losing two court battles over what it called skewed ballot language. Meanwhile, Senator Lemke says he'll continue to support the measure.
When I have an opportunity to speak this issue, I certainly support the changes that came out of the General Assembly. So I certainly am, I'm campaigning for it.
Asked if he'll introduce legislation again should the ballot measure fail, the senator says he's not sure. Lemke says he expects the next move would be a push for direct election of judges, something he says he doesn't support. I'm Maria Altman. St. Louis Public Radio.